Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Now take your Bible in your hand and shake it all about. And let's make a faith statement. You ready? This is my Bible. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I am what it says I am. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. Now, when you say I'll never be the same, we're actually saying we're going to get the Word of God. And the Word of God is what changes my life. When I start to apply the Word that I hear to my situations, I will not stay the same. Things will change. If it's a problem you have, things will change. It doesn't matter what kind of a problem it is, God is not too small that His arm can't reach in and help you and resolve the issue. But you've got to pray, and you've got to pray in faith, and we've got to trust God. Amen? How many of you believe trusting God is a pretty good deal? Okay, I want to talk to you tonight a little bit about something that goes on between, in actual fact, it's probably the most vital part of your body after salvation. You know, salvation, your spirit gets sold. But then there's another part of your mind that, in actual fact, this terra firma takes place between your two ears. A whole 6 inches of terra firma where your mind, your will, your emotions are controlling you, what you're doing. And until we get that right, everything else is not going to be right. Amen. So the question I have to ask you tonight is, what do you think? Now, at the end of the service, you will be able to consider your verdict. I'll present before you like a judge or like a lawyer. And then at the end, you decide and you make a choice on what you think about what you heard. Amen. And we are trying to renew our minds to God's way of thinking. If you recall, God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. He says in Proverbs 3:5, He says, trust in me, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. We try so often. You know, when you ask God for the money, let's just say you need the finances for whatever, a business, pay your mortgage, whatever it is. We ask Him for the finances in faith by prayer. But then the problem is we try to work out how He's going to get it to us. Yeah. And God says, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to trust me and believe that you'll get it. Doesn't matter where it comes from. Listen, really, I don't mind if you give me the money. Amen. As long as I got it when I need it. Amen. Is that right? So we try to work out how God's going to do something. And that puts us into all kinds of doubt and unbelief. Just leave it to Him. If He said He'll do it, rest assured He'll do it if I stay in faith and do my part. Don't try to work out how He's going to make you healed. How's He going to heal you? You know, now let me just say this, and some people say, well, you're a faith teacher on healing, and I do teach on healing, and I walk in divine health. But let me tell you this, sometimes He may use a doctor to heal you. The doctor doesn't heal you. He'll give the doctor wisdom to do the right thing in you. So I never tell anybody not to go to the hospital, not to go to the doctor ever, ever, ever. Amen. 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 You got to make sure your faith is where your faith needs to be. Yes. Can you say amen? And so we got to change our mind. We got to renew our mind. We know in Romans 12:2, He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when I came into the kingdom of God, I had to actually change my way of thinking. If I wanted to start seeing the blessings of God, I couldn't go on doing what I was doing in the past, because you all know what insanity is. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And boy, was I insane. How about you all? Amen. Were you going around that mountain for 40 years? Israel, 40 years around the mountain doing the same thing over and over, year in, year out, year in, year out. And you look at your life 30 years later and you're still battling with the same issues that you battled with 30 years before. Amen. Why? Because I did not renew my mind and change the way I think. Because as a man thinks in his heart, that's what he is. That's what he's going to live out. So we said this, if you can change the way the man thinks or the woman, then you can change the man or the woman. Amen. It starts in your brain, in your thinking faculty. Can you say amen? Amen. And so often what we do is we treat the symptoms and not the cause. We get three jobs because I need the money. But the symptom, that's a symptom of you not having money. The cause is what you think. Amen. That felt like a lead balloon. Boom. It's what you actually think that causes the symptom. We've got scriptures coming out of the Bible all over the show saying that. He says, when you pray, believe you receive it and you will have it. If you doubt not, where do you doubt? Not in my big toe. I doubt it in my mind. Come on. So when I don't get it, often I blame God. And it's not him, because he did it 2,000 years ago. He provided it all 2,000 years ago. You only received salvation, I don't know when, but you received salvation 2,000 years after it was available. But it was available then, and it's still available now, and it'll continue to be available until Jesus comes back and settles this whole mess. Amen. How many of you know the mess is going to be settled? Yeah, right. Go with me to Isaiah 43. And so we treat the symptoms and we don't treat the cause. Too often we treat people that have got an addiction. We treat them for the addiction that they've got. We try to stop them drinking. And then you've seen the cycle. They stop. But guess what? They start again. They're in jail. They're out of jail. They're in jail. They're out of jail. I was just speaking to someone today, in actual fact, telling me about somebody that is back in the jail. And this person's been in and out, in and out, in and out. The issue is not the problem that he's in jail. The issue is in what's going on in his head, Amen. In his heart. Amen. Same with drug addicts. Same with people who we've never got the money. Never. I remember those days where to pay the mortgage, to pay the insurance, to pay this, to pay that. It was always a problem, I said. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Amen. I had the issues of sick. I mean, I had it all. I promise you, I had it all. And I was proud of it. I got the mumps. Woohoo. I had mumps, measles, smallpox, chickenpox, yellow jaundice, yellow fever. You name it, I claimed it. Yeah. If you could name it, I would claim it. And I was proud of it. And I used to remember saying when a new flu came around, remember? Bird flu. Well, of course he's supposed to fly. But now they gave it a name, bird flu. It makes you sick now because he flies. Pigs fly. Pig flu. Didn't we get pig flu? You know that pigs don't fly. Swine flu is, pig flu, swine flu, same thing. All right? And so I used to say things like, if there's a new flu, I'll be the first to get it. Come on, how many of you hear your voice ringing what I'm saying? If there's something going around, I'm going to get it, right? And boy, I got it. And I was proud of it. I was proud of it. I got it all. And then I renewed my mind to what God said, to what God tells me. That's why we say, this is my Bible. What do we say? This is my Bible. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do, and I am what it says I am. And I'll never, ever be the same. The Word of God, if you obey the Word of God, you apply the Word of God to your life, you can claim that for your life. So I started to do that. I started to renew my thinking. And it was really stinking thinking. I used to think wrong all the time. And once God started to clear up the cobwebs and take away all that darkness that was in there, the light started to shine. Do you know the Bible says this in Psalm 119, verse
130?
It says, the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. That's what happened to me. I was simple. Simple doesn't mean you're stupid. It means you don't know something. I was ignorant of something. And the light came in and I saw this kind of stuff and I thought, wow, are you trying to tell me, Lord, that I don't have to go through all of that stuff? That I can't actually be happy for a solid year without this? Amen. Have you ever heard of a yo-yo Christian? That was me. I was like a yo-yo. And if I was sick, I was down. And if I was not sick, I was up. And if I didn't have the money, I was down. If I had the money, I was up. And if people were treating me well, I was up. If they were treating me bad, I was down. And yet when you look at Jesus, he was like this. They were trying to kill him, do whatever they wanted to do to him. He was just level, perfect all the time. And I thought, and then Jesus said, the things I do, you can do as well. I said, you're kidding me. You're just saying that, Jesus. You know, really, the things I do, you can do, and even greater things. I read those scriptures. I thought, are you kidding me? And then I had to decide for myself, is this book for real? Come on. I mean, look at this. Is it really for real? You know what they say nowadays? When you speak to these youth nowadays, you tell them something that's, shut up. Would you like me to tell you? Have you heard? That's shut up means what? I don't believe it. Tell me more. I mean, things change so radically. Chris, you're bad, which means you're good. I mean, really, you understand? So you got to renew your mind, not to the world, to the way of God. When you renew your mind to the way of God, everything, it's amazing. Things happen at your fingertips. It's absolutely amazing. Your words carry so much power. And they try to teach you as a child wrong things. As a child, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never harm me. That is the biggest load of garbage from the pit of hell. Because the Bible says death and life is in the power of your tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18:21, right? So praise God. Isaiah 43:18. Look what he says here. It says, remember ye not. In other words, don't remember. Remember ye not means don't remember. Right? If I said to you, remember ye not. Remember, this is a King James now. So they spoke the Elizabethan English, you know, the King's English and all that kind of stuff. You understand? So, remember ye not. In other words, don't remember what I'm about to tell you. The former things. What's former mean? Things behind you. Right? Former. He says, neither consider the things of old. Neither consider the things of old. And then in 19, he says, behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Now, Isaiah right over here happens to be talking about the old covenant and the new covenant. And he's telling you, forget about living according to the law in the old covenant. Something brand new has come, the new covenant, which is founded on better promises, sealed and signed in the blood of Jesus. So he's saying, remember you not the former things, neither consider things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. And boy, did he. He did an amazingly new thing. And then Jesus came, amen. He's talking about the old covenant and the new covenant. And what else does he tell us? He says, remember not those things, neither consider them. Too many people are trying to earn God's love, trying to earn God's approval, trying to earn forgiveness for their sins, trying to earn a healing. How do they try to earn it? Trying to be good enough. Now, we do have to try to live righteous, holy lives. We have been made righteous at salvation. Do you all understand that you were made righteous when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863